Hello everyone, and thank you for joining the Pure Gym First Quarter 2026 Results Call. My name is Lucy, and I'll be coordinating your call today. During the presentation, you can register a question by pressing star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind, please press star followed by two to remove yourself from the question queue. It is now my pleasure to hand over to Clive Chesser, CEO, to begin. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Lucy, and a very good morning to everybody, and a warm welcome to the presentation of our results for the quarter ended 31st of March 2026. Given we announced our 2025 full year results just 3 weeks ago, this update is intended to provide a brief summary of our latest results. I'm joined today in London by Alex Wood, our Chief Financial Officer, and we'll be running through the presentation that was posted on our website at 7:00 A.M. this morning, dated 19th of May 2026. As usual, we'll guide you to the page reference numbers as we go through the document. Let's get started. On page two, I'd like to begin by providing an overview of our latest performance. Our trajectory of accelerating momentum has continued into the first quarter with a successful peak trading performance across all geographies. We continue to deliver strong growth across all our markets with run rate adjusted EBITDA and adjusted EBITDA growing considerably against Q1 2025. All of our markets continue to perform very well, including those outside of the U.K., and I specifically wanted to call out the excellent results across Denmark, Switzerland, and the U.S., which collectively were up 38% year-on-year. I'd like to take this opportunity to offer my sincere thanks to all our teams for the great work they continue to do, which is driving these strong results. We delivered a further eight high-quality new organic sites during the quarter, including one single bolt-on acquisition in the U.S. As a reminder, we typically avoid opening sites in the middle of peak, preferring to concentrate openings in the other three quarters across the year. We're on track in terms of new site openings. The business continues to demonstrate strong deleveraging, and we're also pleased to be reporting continued growth in our interest cover ratio. Overall, these latest results reflect a business that is in excellent health whilst demonstrating strong momentum across all aspects of the group. Looking ahead, we spoke in detail on our guidance for 2026 just a few weeks ago, and I'm pleased to confirm that we're reiterating that same guidance today. We're on track to deliver at least 60 new high-quality sites across our geographies with a significant runway for expansion over the years to come. I'd point you back to our full year results on our website if any of you missed that presentation, where we articulated the significant and exciting white space opportunity that is ahead of us in our core markets and beyond. This expansion, alongside continued investment and laser-focused cost control, will drive continued EBITDA growth into the future, continuing our consistently strong track record. We plan to invest 30 million pounds in 2026 to roll out full site upgrades in New York and New Jersey, delivering a fantastic and well-invested proposition to our members in America. We're delighted with progress in New York and New Jersey and remain excited about the future potential for the business to scale in the U.S., which, as we all know, is the largest gym and fitness market in the world. With those as the headlines, let me now hand over to Alex to take you through some more of the details. Alex, over to you.
Thank you, Clive, and good morning, everybody. Let me start by sharing with you the highlights of our financial results for the first quarter over on page four. Overall, the first quarter of 2026 was an excellent start to the year, maintaining the strong momentum that we had last year and delivering strong year-on-year growth across all of our markets. Run rate adjusted EBITDA increased to 244 million pounds, up 52 million versus Q1 2025. Adjusted EBITDA reached 56 million pounds in the quarter, and that was an increase of 11 million pounds year-on-year. We opened eight new corporate sites in the period, taking the total estate to 721 sites and grew our membership base to 2.5 million. Revenue also performed strongly, increasing to 194 million pounds in the quarter. As a result of this performance, I'm very pleased to confirm the return on capital employed for mature gyms was 42% in the benchmark U.K. market. With those as the headlines, let me now provide a little more detail over on page 5. Overall, the landscape continues to be very positive, with strong year-on-year progression across all of our key metrics. Run rate adjusted EBITDA increased by 27% to 244 million at the end of Q1 2026, and adjusted EBITDA increased by over 24% year-on-year in the quarter. Both metrics are growing strongly, demonstrating very effective flow-through of revenue growth to EBITDA due to continued discipline on both operating and head office costs. Revenue growth was supported by continued expansion of the member base, which was up 4% from Q1 2025, and continued ARPM growth of 1% up year on year. And finally, on this page, compared to this time last year, the total number of gyms in our estate increased by 32 across the group. And just to help you with the maths on site numbers, we opened 56 new gyms over the last 12 months. We completed the program of Danish consolidation, where we closed 13 sites, and there were also 11 site closures in the UK and Switzerland as we exited some sites that were not hitting our demanding performance thresholds. And the net of those numbers is the 32 estate increase you can see in the headline figures. Turning to page 6, the business generated £53 million of operating cash flow in the quarter, and that was an increase of £19 million compared to quarter one 2025. This represents an operating cash flow conversion of 95%, which is slightly higher than our underlying position of between 75 to 80%, simply due to an unwind of working capital timing differences at the year end. Our cash position reflects continued careful investment in growth over the last 12 months, closing at 75 million. And combined with our revolving credit facility of £175 million, the group continues to have excellent liquidity, well in excess of £200 million. Capital expenditure for the quarter totaled £31 million, with the opening of 8 new corporate sites and continued investment across the estate. And lastly, on this page, I'd like to draw your attention to the bottom right-hand corner, where senior secured net leverage reduced to 3.6 times at the quarter end, a reduction of 0.2 times versus quarter four 2025, reflecting both strong EBITDA growth and disciplined capital management. Moving on to page 7 now, to stand back for a moment and look at the overall performance trend. A few weeks ago, I shared with you our track record of reliable EBITDA growth over the last few years, and this trajectory continues in the first quarter of 2026. As a reminder, the teal bars are adjusted EBITDA. The grey bars show the run rate adjustment, which reflects the expected EBITDA from the maturation of immature gyms. And as a point of note, we have updated the run rate assumptions for 2026 onwards to more closely reflect the actual performance of new sites, and a table showing those assumptions has been included in the appendix for your reference. We track the ramping of new sites very closely, and they follow an extremely consistent and well-proven site maturation curve. And what we see here is a clear and consistent pattern. The run rate adjustment reliably converts into actual adjusted EBITDA within 12 to 18 months. And in this way, you can see that growth is underpinned by continued high-quality site expansion and consistent new openings across each period. Overall, this highlights the high level of confidence we have in our growth trajectory and provides you, as investors, with a high degree of forward visibility. Turning to page 8, we can further demonstrate that PureGym's reliable growth is a direct function of the consistent and reliable performance of our proven business model. The table on this page shows the actual Q1 2026 last 12 months performance of all of our mature gyms in the UK business, where, of course, we have the longest history of new site openings. The left-hand side separates out mature gyms into their year of opening. And you can see a clear pattern here as well. Tremendous consistency and repeatability of the model. Very consistent gym EBITDA of approximately $500,000 per gym, irrespective of when those sites were opened. And this continues to be delivered year after year, demonstrating a number of important points. Firstly, the older cohorts continue to perform well, and this is because they're excellently located and are very well invested. Secondly, performance has remained strong as we continue to roll out, and this is for two reasons. Firstly, because we have a deeply embedded attitude focused on learning and continuous improvement in every aspect of our performance. And second, because we get scale economies as we grow, making better marketing decisions, better efficiency, more data to inform decisions, lower costs from contractors, et cetera, et cetera. And as we've shown over 15 years, we know how to turn those scale advantages into economic value and business performance. And thirdly, the business has a very high batting average of new high quality site selection, which is something that we've talked a lot about in the past and obsess over. Combined, this means that PureGym can evidence a very high quality estate and its ability to deliver very consistent return on capital. And we are confident that we can continue that into the future. Over on page 9, you can see that this very strong performance is repeatable in other markets. You can see that all of the established geographies delivered over 40% mature gym EBITDA margin in March 2026, with the UK delivering 44%, Denmark at 41%, and Switzerland at over 50% margin. And all these markets delivering very similar levels of absolute mature gym EBITDA per site. In time, we also expect to deliver over 40% gym EBITDA margin in the acquired Blink estate in the US as we embed the PureGym operating model in that geography. It is worth noting that the US sites we acquired are good performers in their own right, and we just expect to enhance them further by embedding our model. So in time, we believe that they have the potential actually to be amongst the top performing sites in the group. And with strongly performing sites comes strong cash generation. So let's take a look at that now over on page 10. I thought it would be helpful to remind you how cash generative the business is and how we invest that cash in highly returning new sites to grow the business, delever, and create equity value. This cycle of high predictable cash generation that is reinvested to drive reliable growth and more cash generation is our flywheel business model, and it's spinning well. The chart on the left illustrates, on a simplified basis, how we think about these dynamics. In round numbers, PureGym generated adjusted EBITDA of £220 million over the last 12 months. And as a reminder, adjusted EBITDA is a proxy for cash profit. We spend between £40 to £50 million of cash annually on maintenance and refurbishment to sustain a very high quality existing estate. And I've shown £50 million on this page for simplicity. And that therefore leaves approximately £170 million of surplus cash generated over the last 12-month period. That's about 75 to 80% operating cash conversion. We use approximately half of this cash to fund bond interest payments, and that leaves over £80 million of free cash inflow. Now, we could, of course, keep that money in the bank, but a much more beneficial use of that cash is to invest it in strongly returning new sites, which is what the right-hand side of the page comments on. We choose to invest this cash in very high returning projects and 40% return on capital new sites. And by investing surplus cash into new high quality site openings, we drive future overall EBITDA growth and increased cash generation. And I showed you a couple of pages earlier that the annual cohort performance demonstrates our crucial ability to maintain performance over many years. It is a self-reinforcing virtuous circle which compounds over time. And as I've referenced above, internally we refer to this as the flywheel effect, which rapidly delevers the business and creates equity value. All of this, of course, is very good for you as bondholders and for our shareholders as well. Turning to capital expenditure now, over on page 11. During the quarter, we invested £12 million in new corporate-owned site openings at an average cost per site of approximately £1.2 million. In the US, we invested £10 million in entry pods, signage, CCTV, and additional equipment to improve the offering. And we acquired a single high-quality site complementing our footprint. Alongside this growth capex, we invested £6 million on maintenance and refurbishment as we continue to carefully deploy capital across our existing estate. We spend a lot of management time ensuring disciplined and consistent investment in maintaining this high-quality estate, and we do this because we believe that it's important for long-term value creation across all of our markets. Now let's turn to Pure Gym's excellent track record on head office cost control as well as proven operational gearing over on page 12. And the key point I want to get across here is that Pure Gym works hard to be really efficient from an overhead point of view. This means that the business can scale without increasing its head office cost base proportionately. And this operational gearing over recent years is proven clearly, as you can see on this page. Head office costs have remained very well controlled over the last few years, despite considerable growth in the size of the business and macro inflation pressures. Now, we're able to do this because of our scale advantage, in-house procurement capability, continuous innovation, and a mindset that is cost-focused at every level. Currently, overhead has decreased to just 9.5% of revenue. And over time, we expect to reduce this further as the business grows and AI is deployed to make many overhead functions structurally more efficient. Why is this proven operational gearing so important? Well, it means that our revenue growth converts directly into EBITDA and cash very effectively as the business continues to grow. This makes the flywheel that I referred to earlier spin even faster. The business is growing at the top line and driving improved efficiency on costs at the same time, which is a powerful combination that leads to very effective cash generation, deleveraging, which of course you, our bondholders, like, and value creation, which our equity holders like. And in that way, we deliver consistently on the requirements of all of our stakeholders. And that segues neatly to update on our deleveraging over on page 13. The business has continued to demonstrate a clear pattern of deleveraging since our refinancing in December 2022, driven by both strong cash generation and consistent growth in profitability. And that track record has continued into the first quarter of 2026, with senior secured net leverage reducing by another 0.2 times to 3.6 times run rate adjusted EBITDA. And our interest cover has increased now to 2.8 times. Overall, this reflects a business that is not only growing strongly, but doing so while maintaining financial discipline and strengthening its balance sheet. So with that, I'll hand you back over to Clive, who will run you through a summary and any closing remarks. Clive, over to you.
Thank you, Alex. So let me now summarize and conclude over on page 15. The key takeaways are that we have delivered another quarter of reliable ongoing growth, with run rate adjusted EBITDA reaching £244 million. We expect to deliver over 60 new sites in 2026 across the UK, Switzerland, and the US. The Pure Gym model is proven across multiple markets where we're delivering more than 40% mature gym EBITDA margins. In the US, progress has been encouraging as we continue to deploy the Pure Gym operating model. The business continues to be highly cash generative, and we use that cash to reinvest in highly returning new sites. This delivers strong deleveraging over time, as well as equity value creation. So overall, Q1 has been an excellent start to the year, delivering strong financial performance, accelerating momentum, and establishing solid foundations for the rest of 2026 and beyond. And with that, we'd be happy to take any questions if there are any.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad now. If you change your mind, please press star followed by two. When preparing to ask your question, please ensure your device is unmuted locally. The first question today comes from Karine Elias of Barclays. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks a lot for the presentation and for taking my questions, and congratulations on such a strong start to 2026. I had two questions that are somewhat related. Obviously, you're on positive outlook with Moody's and with Fitch. Just wondering if you've had any further conversations or thoughts there. And then secondly, I've obviously this question on the last call, but obviously your leverage is reduced further to 3.6. Your interest cover ratio is at 2.8. Any thoughts with regards to the refinancing, or would it make sense to still wait for the call to step down in October 26? Thank you.
Thanks, Karine. As ever, good to hear from you. The ratings agency question and also questions around refinance, I'll hand those over to Alex.
Thank you, Clive. Thank you. Good morning, Karine. So in terms of the rating agencies, we obviously have a close relationship with them. They are tracking our positive performance closely, and we will plan to engage with those over the coming months. Would be our sort of ordinary course expectation, and that is pretty routine that they wait for our full year results and Q1 calls. So we'll be discussing with them over the next few months. And yes, it does look positive. We got an upgrade to positive outlook last time, and things have continued to improve from a deleveraging and interest cover perspective since then, and the business continues to go from strength to strength. In terms of the refinancing, I think I will continue to reiterate our guidance from last time on the full year call that, as you say, the non-call steps down in October. So that would be a logical time for us to consider refinancing. But we do not have a gun to our head on that time frame. Clearly, the bonds don't go current until October 2027. And so we've got tremendous flexibility to choose the right time to do the refinancing based on market conditions. So we'll be watching those closely. And as you rightly point out, the business should continue to delever and improve its interest cover as we go through the next few quarters.
Very helpful as always. Thank you and best of luck.
Thank you, Karine.
Thank you. The next question comes from Elizabeth Andreeva of Golden Tree. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my questions. I have two, if I may. The first one is just around cadence of new site openings this year. I think Q1 was maybe a touch lighter in terms of new openings versus what I had in my model. I'm just curious how we should be thinking about full year trajectory compared to last year, maybe in terms of ramp of new site openings quarter over quarter. And then the second question was just a clarification around some of the KPIs around specifically average number of members per gym. I think it was a kind of marginal slight reduction year over year. I'm just curious, what are the drivers there? Is it a mixed effect by geography, and how we should be thinking about the average members per gym KPI on a go forward basis?
Great. Thank you. Great questions. Yeah, I'll pick up the first one around new site openings and then pass over the KPI questions to Alex. So, yeah, as we mentioned in the presentation, we are confident of opening
over 60 new sites this year. We typically prefer to avoid opening too many in the peak trading period at the beginning of the year. So it's normal actually to see the bulk of those through Q2, 3 and Q4. And that will be the pattern this year. Our pipeline is in very good shape actually. So, you know, we're now obviously into Q2 and the openings program is going very well in each of the markets where we're targeting openings programs. So we're confident that we're on track for that. And actually the overall number will be slightly higher than the numbers that we opened in 2025. So all in good shape there. And of course, actually, we're now well into working on the pipeline for 2027 as well. So the momentum continues and we're confident for the forward-looking picture as well as this year. Onto the KPI question, I'll hand over to Alex.
Good morning. Yes, so average members per gym, I wouldn't overly obsess about this statistic because it is an overall average across the whole estate, as you referenced, so different geographies, but also increasingly different size formats. The overarching point is it's broadly stable year on year, which is actually a very positive result, given that we have been opening some smaller size format gyms recently, and they've been performing very well for us. But obviously, whilst they perform actually stronger return on capital than our largest format sites, they have a lower number of members per gym. And yet, despite that, the average number of members per gym overall has stayed broadly flat at 3,500. And that is partly because of very strong performance in Denmark and Switzerland. And in Denmark, as you'll recall, we have consolidated some sites, so removed some weaker performing sites and consolidated a good proportion of members into the rest of the core estate and invested heavily in that core estate to create a much more profitable and long-term sustainable high-quality estate in that market. So there are a few moving parts that overall offset each other to deliver a broadly stable average number per gym year on year. Hopefully that answers the question.
Great, thank you. Very helpful. Congrats on the quarter.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Raman Narula of Principal. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Morning. Thanks for taking my question and congrats on the strong results. I have a couple, if I may. The first one referring to slide 8 for performance of UK mature gyms. Just curious, just looking at the 2017 and 18 cohort in terms of the ROCEs for those, they seem to be sort of outliers amongst the other group. Just curious, anything specific about that cluster in terms of format or location, or, you know, construction costs, which drag down the return on capital?
Raman, let me pick that one up. I guess my point would be they're still incredibly strong results. They're still very high returns on capital and gym margins. There's nothing particular to point out in relation to those.
Yeah, no, and thanks for raising it. It's a page we're very proud of, actually, because I think it demonstrates a really consistently strong track record with some real standout years in there as well. But yeah, to reiterate Alex's point, yeah, I think that there's still very strong returns. And your other question, Rob?
Yeah, and then, I mean, maybe a segue into the next slide. Obviously, Denmark and Switzerland performing with incredibly small margins. Just curious, I mean, if you take the initial CapEx for those gyms and then you add in, obviously, the refurbishment and transformation CapEx, would the ROCE for those geographies sort of be trending similar to mature sites in the UK? Appreciate it's difficult to compare given, you know, the estate closures and transformation program, but if there's any figure you can point to, that'd be helpful.
Sure. Yeah. No. Good question. Thank you. I mean, just before I hand over to Alex, just to kind of reiterate the extremely strong momentum in both of those markets. And they've been very different projects, actually. The Danish team have conducted a really skilled program of consolidation over the last couple of years. And you see the results come through in last year and in Q1 in this year. And the Swiss market is in phenomenal growth. And a really exciting openings program there as well. Both markets delivering over 40% adjusted EBITDA growth in Q1 over year on year over Q1 last year. So we're in a very good place in both markets. Of course, they grew out of an acquisition of Fitness World, and I'll let Alex pick up the point about return on capital.
So I think the short answer, Roman, is you should assume the same return on capital in Switzerland, where we are rolling out new sites, as in the UK. The typical box size in Switzerland is akin to a medium box in the UK. It's a little more expensive to fit out in Switzerland, but as you all know, the margins are higher and the absolute EBITDA is higher. So overall, return on capital just as positive in the Swiss market, and we believe the same fundamentals will apply in the US as well when we start to roll out in the US market. We're making very good progress building a pipeline in the United States and have started to sign leases in that regard. So it's a global model that we are seeing replicates in terms of return on capital and absolute EBITDA performance, really irrespective of geography, as we can tailor the model to refine really quite excellent returns. Hopefully that helps.
Oh, got it. Very helpful. And just two more quick ones, if I may. On the average members point, just curious, appreciate obviously it's a blended number and you have a lot of different format sizes. But if we were to think about, you know, total gym capacity and, like, probably not the best word, but call it, for lack of a better word, utilization, like, is there still headroom for you to grow in terms of, let's say, if your gyms are like at 80% capacity, is there still headroom for you to grow that average member? Or would you say the gyms are sort of operating at a member capacity that you initially underwrote across the estate?
We were very hard all the time on a couple of things. Firstly, keeping our value proposition at a really compelling level. So, we look at the markets that we operate in, the demographics and the competition, of course, and we work really hard to ensure that our gyms offer great value in all of our markets. We also work with variable pricing, as you know, and we flex our pricing. And one of the variables in that is the busyness of the gym. And we have a look at, and we keep an eye on member feedback, MPS, and all of the Google reviews, etc., to keep a really good handle on how our members are feeling about the experience that they have. But our flexible pricing model gives us a really effective tool to be able to continually review and manage that. Do we have extra headroom of new members in our gyms? Yes, we do. We sometimes utilize off-peak pricing models as well to enable the busyness in the gym through the day to be spread more evenly. We're showing growth, and we're showing, importantly, also member satisfaction growth year on year. And that goes alongside the management of the gyms, which I think is outstanding, and the investment program and the very thorough repairs and maintenance program that we follow each year. So we watch all of those things very closely. Do we have more headroom for growth? Yes, we do.
Understood. And one final quick one for me. I think you said on the 25 results that you expect to sort of be free cash flow positive and 26 free cash flow positive, I mean, including sort of expansion, growth, capex, and cash interest. Given you sort of reiterated 26 guidance, can we assume that, you still expect that to be the case for the entirety of the year?
Let me pick that one up, Roman. So it was actually in our quarter three results that we had a question about cash flow in 2026. And at that point, I confirmed we would be cash flow positive overall. However, in the full year presentation just 3 weeks ago or so, we discussed the intention to now invest £30 million in 2026 into the US business. We believe that we will get a very strong return on that investment. And that's a conscious decision that we've made. And I was explicit on that call and again had a question about it, that that will utilize some extra cash. And so we won't be cash flow positive overall when that's taken into account in 2026. But hopefully the illustration on cash flow today in the presentation shows that that is purely a choice that we are making to deploy cash to generate strong returns in the future. The business at an underlying level is incredibly cash flow positive, at some 75 to 80% cash conversion, as that slide in the presentation hopefully illustrates. So very strong cash generative business. We are just choosing to invest in some great growth opportunities that are presented to us at the moment, which is a good thing. And so we will plan to invest that 30 million extra over and above the kind of cash flow net break-even position this year. Hopefully that helps.
No, totally clear. Thank you. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
We have no further questions at this time, so I'd like to hand back to Clive for closing remarks.
Well, thank you, Lucy. And thanks to Alex and my colleagues here for all their hard work, and thanks to everyone for dialing in, for your continued support. It's much appreciated. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.